29 after 9 o'clock, so starting up just about a minute early, but I get more. I get that one more minute to spend a little time with Jason from Dungas Family of Autos.
Hey, good morning, Charlie. How are you doing?
It's a great day in the neighborhood.
It
you know?
Really is. What a beautiful day out there.
Yeah, it's just a good day to maybe drop in and just, hey, would you check for the pressure on my tire?
You know, with the weather going up and down the way it has been the last few days, I'm sure that more than a few people are driving around with that funny exclamation point on their dashboard, and if you've got one of those on,
most of them are yellow, but there could be a red one somewhere.
Yeah, so. make a point of dropping in or make an appointment with Dungas Service, either Dungas Toyota or Dungas Ford. You can make an appointment at DungasToyota.com, or just drop on in, and we'll check your tire pressure and reset that light for you.
Check the wiper blades while you're there.
Check the wiper blades, and you know, it's also a good time for you maybe to take advantage of one of our $9.95 oil changes.
Well, that's awfully expensive. You got to bring that price down. It's a great price, really is. I mean, I don't know anybody else that it comes even close price-wise, and the extras that you give at that price.
Well, it's a good opportunity for you to have your entire vehicle taken care of. We do a pretty thorough inspection at the same time that we do those $9.95 oil changes, and every vehicle that gets a $9.95 oil change also gets a report card on the status of your brakes, the status of your overall maintenance. We top everything off for you and send you on your way.
If I realized it was a report card, I'd start looking down at the bottom where it says promoted to the third grade or something. I don't know. Yeah, that's a good idea, though. The written statement that we did check this, we did check that. These are the you know, cold cranking amps on your battery. Here's the tire pressure, front right, front left, and so forth.
Exactly. And, you know, really, a car is a pretty major investment. A vehicle is a major investment. We like to see you get as much life out of them as possible. And that's why, you know, we encourage people to get their oil changed regularly, have their tires rotated every 5,000 miles, get the most wear out of your tires that you possibly can.
Yeah, depending on the type of oil you use, either that 5,000 or 10,000 interval,
exactly.
But on the rotation, Brad always brings it back down to that 5,000.
Not every 5,000 miles. Tires are not an inexpensive thing, and try to get the most mileage out of those as you possibly can. But when it is time for tires, keep Dungas Family Autos in mind. We are the home of the low-price tire guarantee. We'll meet any price on tires.
You know, I really don't have to worry about that. When my tires get down to 3:30 seconds, you just put new tires on.
Well, that is true. You're on the Tires for Life program, which is, I am also, Charlie. I think I'm on my second set on the Camry, and that is a fantastic program that we have both at Dungas Ford and Dungas Toyota. That as you purchase a vehicle, you can essentially amortize in tires for life with the cost of the vehicle.
Now, that's available either on when you sell a new car, or if you're say putting tires all around the vehicle anyway on new tires, you could do it then, right?
Exactly. It's a fantastic policy. Fantastic program, and again, for somebody who plans on extending the life of their vehicle, this is frugal.
And I know the numbers bear this out. People are keeping their vehicles longer. When I was growing up, I think my folks traded cars about every 50, 60,000 miles. Now people are talking about, 150, 250, 350,000 miles.
You're really able to get a couple hundred thousand miles out of a new vehicle now. Both Ford and Toyota craft such well-made vehicles that, what our parents used to trade a vehicle in at 50, 60, 70,000 miles. You're just getting started in a Toyota or in a Ford.
Yeah, and I know that you and I have talked the difference between the two, but both sets of manufacturing processes, they're looking at the innovations, the technical innovations that are out there, like lane keeping and making sure that, you're looking over at what's going on in the passenger seat. Hey, stop the car.
That's exactly. Right now, all new Toyotas come with Toyota Safety Sense, which includes lane departure and one of my favorites is the blind spot detection.
That is nice.
That has helped people around me, I can tell you.
You are a much nicer driver now, you know?
I am a much nicer driver, and because of the progress that's being made with the safety features in both Fords and Toyotas, there will be fewer accidents.
What will Joe do? He has to keep busy somehow.
Now, there's still going to be deer.
Oh, okay.
So, I am not worried that Dunge's collision is going to go without, at least at this point, but it is good to see that the manufacturers are putting in these safety features that are going to lessen the number of collisions. One Toyota now has on Toyota Safety Sense Plus the ability to auto brake when somebody is in walking in front of you.
Wow.
Pedestrian hits will be diminished. It really is pretty amazing, yeah, the future that we're living in, Charlie.
And Ford and Toyota, and probably other manufacturers, but we're talking toward Ford and Toyota this morning, both have their version of an adaptive cruise control. That if you're coming up on a vehicle and then you pull out and pass them, that's one thing. But if you're just coming up on a vehicle, let's slow the thing down.
Exactly. It is all part of the technology that will eventually, probably sooner rather than later, lead to self-driving cars. But in the meantime, it is leading to better safety.
Yeah.
The adaptive cruise control, the lane departure, the number of cameras, the amount of radar that all of these new vehicles, the new Fords, the new Toyotas, are rolling out with, it's something I never would have imagined when I was younger.
The next thing we'll know, it'll all fold up into George Hudson's briefcase.
We're close.
<Yeah.
laughs> So, Charlie, we have some pretty exciting things going on around Dunge's family of autos.
You got something new?
We do have something new. In addition to Fords, Lincolns, and Toyotas, Dunge's family of autos has always had a reputation for knowing our trucks, mm-hmm. and we decided that since we're truck specialists, we really need a home for people who are looking specifically for trucks, mm-hmm. and we've decided that that southeast corner of Price Road and Highway 75 is an ideal location, and we're setting up a ranch.
Wow, that's great, with fences and corrals and the whole works.
Eventually, I think we'll have ponies.
Okay.
Or I'm hoping
well,
so.
No, but Ford hasn't sold a pony for a long time.
Yeah, but for the time being, what we do have is Albert Mullins, one of our longtime family members. And Albert's going to be taking point on the Dunge's Truck Ranch down there at Price Road and Highway 75. And Albert, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
It's a great day, Albert. Thanks so much for coming in. You get to be the rancher, huh?
Yes, sir. It's going to be awesome. We, down there at Price Road, we've taken it. It was just a detail lot, and we've left the new and used down there. You know, we clean them up and all when they're coming mm-hmm. off the truck and all, and we trade for a bunch. We have, like Jason had said, we have a great availability on the trucks, and so that lot's going to be full of trucks. And what Brad's done is he's been very aggressive on the pricing part of it,
mm-hmm.
and so it opened up Monday as Dunge's Truck Ranch, Price Road, and I think that's 2500 Highway 75, I believe, or
just down the road from where they're building the new Brahms. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Anyway, there's a lot of new things coming in over there, and so they gave me the opportunity to see if I would go down there and see if I could help them out in a lot of different ways. And of course, we still have the new Toyota Lincoln Ford stores,
mm-hmm.
and so we're going to be very aggressive on trading for trades, and we've got a lot of availability. I've got a whole bunch of inventory down there priced really right, and so I'm really looking forward to the start.
Albert, what's a good example of the kind of truck that you'll find over at the truck ranch?
Well, I've got several. I've got one that's really brought to my mind. If you're looking for a diesel truck, there's a Crew Cab 2007 with 200 on the miles. It's a Dodge with the diesel engine in it. And I think it's 200 on the miles. It's 15.5 priced. It's got the welding bed and everything on the back of it. It's ready to go to work, put you a welding.
So that is like a, that's like like you said, a work truck. It is ready to just roll out.
Oh, yes, sir.
Put the welding rig on it and go to work.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's ready to take off. And I had a guy in there yesterday. He's got a 350,000 on his 2006. And he said, man, that's the truck to have. He said, I like the bed and all. So, I mean, there's all kinds of different ones. I got a 2016 F-250 down there with the 15 on the miles. It's 57.9. That truck's a $66,000 ride. It's lifting level. Got the front, the ranch hand bumper on it, bed liner, and it's got the big nice Mickey Thompson tires. That's a truck to have.
No, wait. It's lifted?
It is lifted, silver in color. It's got the two-tone on it. It's a beautiful truck.
Yeah, and that's something that I could easily see you incorporating at the ranch as you evolve in, you know, down the road, is to also be able to have all the information there for lift kits and everything else that people like to do with it.
Yes, sir. It's going to be accessories. We'll have accessories availability, too. I mean, I'll get books and stuff down there. They just need folks to come out and see us, you know, see if we can't help them out and maybe a test drive, ride one over the weekend, see if that'll help you. Better than that, I mean, if you don't want to buy nothing, won't you just come see Albert, let me buy what you got, because we sure looking for inventory. It's tax season, and we need all the vehicles that we can get, whether it's a dune buggy, a golf cart, it don't matter. We want to trade for everything that you got. If y'all just bring it to Albert Lee, we sure get a price on
that,
it for you.
That is true. There is something about we will buy your car promise at Dungeons, and if you have a vehicle that you're ready to part with, whether it's a pickup truck or a family vehicle, even if you're not in the market for a new vehicle, if it's just a vehicle that you're ready to depart with, we will buy your car.
And now, and of course, you have everything else to help persons get that car ready for sale to you or a private individual or trade-in. You know, get it in there, get a detail.
And, that is true. And the details are available to everybody.
Yep.
And if you're driving around in something that needs a little tender love and care, again, this is probably your second biggest asset. It is a good idea to take care of it. Come see us at Dungeons Detail. Enrique will take care of your vehicle and make it look like it's brand new.
And if it's not brand new, then take it in to Albert and let him take a look at it.
Exactly. So, Albert, what other pickup trucks, what other trucks have you got over there at Dungeons Truck Ranch?
Well, we got a 2009 over there. It's got 200 on the miles, 13,750. Really good price on that truck. Super crew cab. Really nice. And there's a 14 28.9. It's got a 70s on the miles. I've got some really good inventory that actually hasn't just completely made it through the detail part. It's been through the shop, so I'm trying to get them ready and get them out front. But I got all kinds of used cars. There's and some SUVs as well, but obviously I'm working toward the truck part more than the other ones. I mean, as well, I mean, I want to sell all of them and help you any way I can. And again, I want to go back. I want to buy anything. Anybody that's got a car or truck for sale, we want to buy them. We want to purchase them so that we can help other people that, you know, that can't afford a new vehicle. And there's so many. And we're here to service Bartlesville and the uttermost areas. And we want to just help out. But I've got some really good inventory down there. 2014, 36.5, 130 on the miles. It's a really good looking truck. There's a red 2006. I realize that, you know, some people don't have a lot of money. They want to spend, you know, close to 10 grand. This one's 11,995. It's a really good looking red truck, long bed if you're looking for a work truck, a crew cab. There's just some, I got so many down there that I just need to, you know, get them all up on the page. It's going to be Dungeons Truck Ranch page, and the next day or two, all of it should be available for the public out there on the internet.
So we can take a look at the pictures, and just like you do on everything else, DungeonsChoice.com, and we can look at the entire truck.
That's
ranch.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah. Sure can. Yes, sir.
So another thing that we should point out, good number of these vehicles, good number of the trucks at the truck ranch are eligible for what we call Q certification.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Q certified vehicles, both the trucks and the pre-owned vehicles that we have at Dungeons, come with a 2-year, 100,000 mile warranty, which includes some really nice things. It includes roadside assistance, some trip interruption, and you know, the roadside assistance alone, you lock your keys out of the car. I'm not saying that I've done that before, but
I think there's very few of us that haven't at one point in our lives done that.
One call gets you back into your car. Q certified vehicles, both the Q certified that you're going to find at Dungeness Truck Ranch at the southeast corner of Price Road and Highway 75, as well as the Q-certified pre-owned vehicles that you're going to find at Dungeness Ford and Dungeness Toyota. Great value, Charlie. Great way to buy a car with some extra assurance that you're going to be covered for that 100,000 miles.
That's important to have the feeling of confidence that, first of all, if you know, you, I assume that the vehicle is going to be problem free when you drive it on the lot. That's just kind of a given. But then, who knows what's going to happen? It's a used car, so something could happen.
Exactly.
Used truck or whatever.
Exactly. Now, what we do go through a 129 point inspection with every vehicle, every pre owned vehicle that we take in. If they pass that inspection and meet a certain criteria in terms of age and mileage, then they're eligible for Q certification and for that extra warranty coverage. But the majority of vehicles that we take in, now we do bring some in via auction, but the majority of vehicles that we take in are lovingly owned, one owner, pre-owned vehicles that we take in on trade. And it's not uncommon that we originally sold that vehicle, we've maintained that vehicle, we know its pedigree, we can tell you exactly its life history, and it really makes it easy for us to stand behind pre-owned vehicles that we sell.
Well, and the nice thing about it, not only you know can you give somebody the Carfax, but also, like you said, that you can say that this previous owner brought it in regularly every 5,000 miles for tire rotation and oil change, and oh, and by the way, we did maybe the some other maintenance on it, the transmission, flush.
So you know the history, the pedigree of the vehicle prior to purchasing it. And again, a good number of the trucks that we have down there at Price Road on 75 Price Road at Dungeness Truck Ranch are going to come with this Q certification. So pull another one up for me.
I got a 2015 Nissan Titan four-wheel drive, really good looking truck.
No, I saw that truck yesterday. Is that the black one?
See, yes, black one, crew cab, four-wheel drive. It's got 16 on the miles, 33.5, unheard of. That's what a prize.
That is a really good looking truck. It's several thousand dollars off of the black book listing for the vehicle. Now one thing that another thing that we do on pre-owned vehicles that really it makes it advantageous to trade with us is we market-based price all of our pre-owned vehicles. Essentially, actually, Mr. Dungeness does this himself. We take a look at similar vehicles within a couple hundred mile radius, almost on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And we make sure that we are offering the most competitive price on that type of vehicle than anybody will find in the area. So what we're really trying to do is set that curve so that we know that you're getting the best price when you trade with Dungeness.
That really gives the buyer a feeling of confidence because, yes, I'm sure they would do their homework anyway, but you've probably done more homework because you've looked further out where we might just check the price in Independence and the price in Tulsa, and that's probably about
it. Exactly. Yeah. We're going out about a 300-mile radius. We really want to make sure that we are as competitive as possible.
I think that's important. Albert, what else you got?
Well, we got another 14 Dodge Ram Longhorn, 28.5 miles on it. It's 120. I mean, it's a good-looking pickup. I got another Ford here, okay. A good-looking Ford truck. It just came in. It's an LFX 4 package 2012. I want to say that it's 120 on the miles, 130 on the miles. I was trying to find it here, and I can't seem to find it, but it come up this morning,
okay.
And it's a really good-looking pickup. It's a crew cab four-wheel drive, price really reasonable. I got another a 2016 Dodge Ram. Good looking truck, and I can't seem to find it in here neither. But listen, we got also Lincolns, we got Toyota. There's some 4Runners used. There's also a new 4Runner sitting out there by the road, I think 5,000 off. Brad has been extremely aggressive on all these prices. Like Jason had said, he goes out 300 miles and he's very competitive with anybody else or beats their price. So, I mean, you know, you would be doing yourself a favor just by not taking the time. Be sure and take the time and look at Dungy's website, because there's all kinds of really good deals on there. Low miles, high miles, less price, a little more pricey, but can beat anybody's price in this part of the country, sir.
And so you've got both new and used vehicles at the ranch, right?
No, sir. Well, okay. The new ones that come in, they come in off the transport truck. They clean them and take them back up. But I've got some new Ford and Toyotas there. They're pre-owned. They may have 12 or 15,000 miles on it. That's what I was saying. We got a lot of inventory, so check the website out. Or better than
that. And the easiest way to get to the website is to go to dungeschoice.com.
Okay.
It's our landing page. It'll send you off to Dungeness Truck Ranch, Dungeness Ford, and Dungeness Toyota, as well as Dungeness Lincoln.
And we will buy your car.
We will buy your car. So, I think I stepped on Albert, and he was going to invite you down to the truck ranch.
Yeah, what I wanted to say was, I mean, even if you're out on 75 there or driving down Price Road, stop by and see Albert there at Dungeness Truck Ranch. That phone number is 918-333-1234, and we'd sure love to earn your business if we can help you in any way. If you can't get out and you see a vehicle on there, we'll be glad to bring it to you and show it to you. We're very, very friendly and want to help as many people as we possibly can. And I understand that some people are shut in and they can't get out, whether it be cold or whatever it may be the case, or out on the farm working all the time. Mm-hmm. But we sure try to be convenient for everybody else, sir. Also got an 04 Toyota Sequoia over there. Good looking ride, 300 on the miles, but $4,000. You can't find a vehicle like that. You can haul through, you know, four, seven or eight people in it. It's third row seat.
You can put a small family in that Sequoia. That is a great deal.
I got another
big people mover.
I guess we'll argue with Jason. I'm ready to just push them, get some of these units out there. We got a 2013 Toyota Tacoma, really good looking truck, 93 on the miles, $22,000. That's unbelievable.
That is a fantastic deal on that Tacoma.
It sure is. We got all kinds of really good deals on good inventory and again, the home of the 995 oil change, but if you just out that way, stop by. We'll be glad to help you any way we can. We're here to service everybody in this part of the country.
If you took your truck in for a 995 oil change, I bet it's not a bad walk, but I bet somebody would drive you down to the truck ranch if you wanted to look at a new one, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got some really good salespeople there that's been there a long time, good family friends, and they're always open to helping each other. And if I've got a customer and somebody else has got a customer, then somebody else will step in and help us, Charlie. They're really good about it. I mean, it's just a great big family, and they love each other, and they love helping folks, and we just want to service people as much as we can, and that's what we're here for.
That is something that's unique about Dungeness, I believe, and it is such a family atmosphere, and such a congenial group of people.
Well, I get the Cheers feeling there, that when you walk in the door, they know your name.
A little bit. It's... It's a little different than the old model of a car dealership. We're really more car consultants than car salespeople at this point.
Well, there are more choices, more options available for people.
Exactly, and people are coming in with armed with more research. It's not uncommon that somebody knows as much or maybe a little bit more about a vehicle when they're walking in to buy a new vehicle.
When my wife bought her last one, she had been on the website and had the printout. This is what I'm looking for. I want it in this color of blue. And, you know, kind of that's the way it was.
We love that. it's not too far from a point where you'll push a couple of buttons on the website and then come in and we'll help you deliver.
And I think that's still the fun part there, that delivery, that accepting the keys for the new vehicle, whether it's new or used, it's new to me.
Exactly. And because of the technology, the delivery process now really includes sort of, here's how to run your computer.
Mm-hmm. Particularly with the new ones, already pairing it to your phone and voice commands, regardless of the brand of car.
Exactly.
And more of them are equipped with apps. I saw they're putting Alexa on the new Ford. So
we were just talking about Sync and Sync 3 on the Fords and Alexa. So
now even if you're on your way to a ball game in New York City, you can still tell the car, listen to KWON through Alexa.
You sure can. Yeah. Alexa, listen to KWON. I believe that it's going to have the ability when you're inside for you to say, Alexa, start my car. Okay. You'll warm your vehicle up that way.
Sounds like a great deal. What else you got for us, cover?
Yeah, I've got a nice 2015 Expedition four-wheel drive limited, 29.8 miles on it, 71,000 miles. Just a super, super nice truck. And then other than that, I mean, if you're wanting the EL, the extra long one, I got a 2013. It's going to have 83 on the miles, 25,000. Just hard to beat. And the reason why that I say that, Charlie, is because we got a 2018 Expedition new body styles. They are hard to come by. And we've got one really nice limited, and we also got a real nice XLT. And the price on them, sir, that limited out front is $74,000, sir. You want to talk about a pretty truck. That thing's got everything on it you can imagine. Now, everything but a kitchen sink. If it had that, I guess the wife would be trying to cook in there. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So anyway, to compare that price to these, you know, this 13 and this 12 model and all these other, the 13 and the 15 model that I've got, I mean, it's a difference in day and night. You're going to pay a third for these if you don't have the money to spend on that new one. But be sure and stop by there at 42 now and look out front there. There's a really nice two, I know for sure, Expeditions, and those are really hard to come by. And we've had several dealers that's inquired, said, hey, I'll give you a two-wheel drive back for that four-wheel drive. And I said, no, sir. No, thank you. This is the nicest one in the country.
And Albert does make a point. We do have in the 2018 Expedition. Mm-hmm. That is a fantastic looking machine.
That is a vehicle that, whether you use it as a work truck in the daytime, you can also use it as a family vehicle at night, and everybody's going to sit back and whistle.
It is right. Comfortable all three rooms. Yeah. It is just fantastic. In addition to the Expedition, we of course have a slew of the new 2018 F-150s, mm-hmm. and right now Ford has some fantastic incentives on F-150s, 4,100 back for their 41st year of F-150 supremacy, as well as some fantastic Dungeness discounts on the F-150.
And I know if you are a member of certain organizations or you work for certain employers, there are other affinity programs that you have to identify, say, hey, how about if I, you know, this one or that one?
That brings up a fantastic point, Charlie. If you're a Farm Bureau member, now through, I believe, the end of next month, if you're a Farm Bureau member, $1,000 off of any Ford. On top of all of the incentives from the manufacturer,
most of those are stackable, right?
Exactly.
So Farm Bureau plus, and I don't know if you have one right now, a veterans discount, and if you're American Quarter Horse
exactly.
Association, and
exactly.
Most of those are stackable.
It's something that makes it a little complicated to give you an exact price on a Ford. What am I going to pay out the door?
Mm-hmm.
But it also is advantageous if you are a member of those organizations in terms of discounts. Right now, if you're an employee of a Dallas Cowboy football franchise affiliate, you will get a discount. A little more exciting for people who live in Dallas, but...
Well, we carry the broadcast here on the radio. Does that... No.
It seems like it should.
Yeah.
So, if you're interested in a new vehicle, pre-owned vehicle, Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota,
mm-hmm.
DungeonsChoice.com is really a great place to start. And, of course, if you want to talk truck, Albert Mullins at Dungeness Truck Ranch is a great place to start. And again, Albert Truck Ranch is located in the southeast corner of Price Road and Highway 75.
Yes, sir. That's exactly where it's at. And I have one more truck that I want to, you know, it's kind of special to me. You kind of take this into, I'm kind of personal when it comes to these vehicles. I enjoy trading for them. I enjoy having them. And I enjoy telling folks about them and trying to sell these vehicles.
So tell us, what have you got?
As reasonable as possible. I got a 2007 Dodge Ram 3500 dually, four-wheel drive, 125 on the miles with a Hemi. This truck's got the ranch hand bumper. It's a regular cab now. It's got the bed on the back of it. It's got the feeder box, spike bed. It's ready to go to work. If you got a little old small farmer, you just need an extra truck. If one breaks down on you, won't start. Need to get out and get the cattle fed. This thing's ready to go to work. It's got the horn on it and all.
So it does have the spike and it does have the feeder bed already installed.
It's got it all, sir. It's got the bullhorn in it and $12,000, Jason. I mean, there you can't find a truck. You can't buy the bed, the ranch hand bumper, the feeder box and all that for $12,000. I mean, that's hard to do, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Would you throw in a bale?
Throw in a bale?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, we'll get you a bale of hay. That's no problem at all. I just need y'all to come by and look at everything we got down there, man. We got a slew of them. Everything has got to go. We got to sell them all and get more and help people in the pubs.
Again, Dungeness Truck Ranch is now open on the southeast corner of Price Road and Highway 75.
Are you open the same hours as the dealership down the street?
Yes, sir. 8:30 to 7 is when that building's open. It sure is. And again, the phone number's 918-333-1234. But if you call even the 0900 number, mm-hmm. the 333-0900, they'll send you down there if you request to speak to the truck ranch, Dungeness Truck Ranch, or speak to Albert. Just give Albert a call.
They'll find you wherever you're at.
That's exactly right.
A great way to get there is, of course, DungeessChoice.com.
That's right.
It's our landing page for Dungeness Ford, Dungeness Toyota, Dungeness Lincoln, the Dungeness Truck Ranch, Dungeness Collision.
And make your appointment for a 995 oil change along the way.
Exactly.
Albert, Jason, thank you so much for coming in, letting us know about all the new doings at the Truck Ranch, corner of Price Road and 75, same location as the detail shop. So
come
make it a one-stop shop.
Come in and see Enrique.
Thank you.
News on the way next.
All right. How was that?
That was great.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Paradise and change.
I'll look for that one.